Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max is back with us again this week. And Max, you've got a lot of things to share that are coming up. Talk about that.
Well, it's spring, Roy, and we've got Easter that we're going to be doing up on the mountain again. We want to invite everybody to come to the sunrise service that starts at 7 a.m. And we're going to have a special worship time with the Lord at the foot of the empty cross and at the foot of the Coming King sculpture. And it'll be a very special thing. And the last two Easter services, I think we had pretty dramatic miracles. A little boy with a paralyzed arm got healed at one. And I remember last year, a lady just got covered in the glory, visibly like a giant glitter bottle just suddenly covered her in glory. And there was just all kind of miracles, and people got saved and full of the Spirit, and there's testimony, and there's preaching, and there's worship. So I invite you to come on Sunday. But before that, on Saturday, we have a what we call the Resurrection Celebration. And during the middle of the day, we're going to have different worship teams and bands and choirs from the different churches in the area come.
So it's a two-day event.
It's a two-day event. Starts on Saturday.
And this is what, 14th and 15th?
Of April. Whatever Easter is.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday and Sunday Easter weekend. And but there'll be music, there'll be preaching, there'll be prayer for the sick, there'll be everything. So come on Saturday if you can and enjoy all day long.
So we'll have food. Right now, get a hold of our partner, the Y.O. Ranch Hotel up there. And
they're one of our sponsors.
Get you a place to stay because you want to stay both nights. You want to stay Saturday night and come back Sunday.
And last time we had people, I think, from five different states came in and two or three different countries. And we expect you know, a lot of folks come up and worship Jesus Christ.
Something that's very important, too, is that we've arranged for people to be ferried up there when they park, so you don't have to walk all the way up the mountain to the
That's
cross.
That's right. No, we have shuttles.
And we have a shuttle that brings you up there and takes you back to your car. That's real important for a lot
of
seniors.
Because there's so many people, we've had to do that because so many people are drawn to the cross on Easter. And so, so don't worry about anything, but you can pray for good weather because sometimes it is a little cool, and it has been known to sprinkle and rain.
I've been there.
But,
I know.
But that doesn't stop the people that are passionate for Jesus.
Well, I figured I could go to deer hunting in that kind of weather, and I went to football games in that kind of weather.
There you go.
Why not go up to the cross
and worship Jesus
where God is at?
Amen.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, every week we have miracles of the week, and I know we've got a miracle that we've had for the last 2 weeks. We've got her again this week.
Okay.
Talk about
that. Yeah. Well, I normally share a miracle, and I could do a dozen of them, but we've got our guest back again, Terry Schreiner. And she's got a miracle with a red bird, with a cardinal. Actually, it's with hundreds of cardinals. And so we want to let Terry just continue her testimony. And let me set this up for you a little bit. Here in 2014, her husband, Walter Schreiner, of the famous Y.O. Ranch fame in Texas, the Longhorns and the exotics and all that, he was killed in a car crash. And God prepared the family in amazing ways, and Terry has shared in the previous programs about how he did that. But we haven't told the story, and she hadn't told the story of the red bird and how God used that to comfort her and the family. And so, Terry Schreiner, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell
again.
Us.
Again.
You weren't a bird watcher before all this happened, were you?
No,
but
never.
Now you are.
Now I definitely am.
Okay, tell us about the red bird. And by the way, on the way over to do the show today, you're behind a truck on the highway, and there is a decal of a big red bird. And so even up to this minute, God is continuing to comfort Terry, and you're about to hear this real amazing story of how much God loves Terry.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I pulled out of my driveway this morning and got behind a truck. It was a white truck with a big red decal on the back of it of a cardinal. I mean, we were talking about who does that.
That's right.
And honestly, I think sometimes God does it just to make me
laugh. Why is a cardinal significant to the Schreiner family?
Well, okay, so I spoke earlier about the interconnectedness of things and people and how God works all things together in our lives. And part of that interweaving was a good friend of mine, Barbara Collins, who also happens to be connected to Lady Lodge, where my son goes to camp every year, where he was last year or 2 years ago at the time of the accident. She gave me a book for my birthday, which is in April. So in April of 2014, she gave me a book for my birthday called The Gift of the Red Bird. And it was by Paula Darcy. And the book was beautiful. It was beautifully written. It was a very tragic story of a young woman who loses her husband and young daughter in a car accident. And she's from up north, but she comes down to Lady Lodge to heal and to find God. And she it drove her to a point where she had to know either God is real or he's not, and either his word is true or it's not. And while she was there at Lady Lodge by herself, she found that a little red bird would follow her around and was her constant companion during her 3 or 4 day sojourn there. And she came to know the Lord's presence, and she came to know that God is real and his word is true. And that red bird has since been her constant companion and reminder of that love and of that promise. And so I thought, well, it's a beautiful book, but it was an odd choice for a birthday present. So that was in April. In July of 17th, 2014, my husband was in a car accident. And 2 days there, the next day, I was in the car with my son-in-law driving. We were on our way to the funeral home, and I'm just numb, completely numb, in the back seat looking out the window, and we drive by my husband's office. And there parked at his office is his main truck, but not the car that he was driving the night before. And on the back of the truck, on the tailgate, right in the middle of town with traffic whizzing by, is a cardinal. And he's sitting on the tailgate, his little tail up in the air, and he's just looking, and it caught my eye. And I looked at it.
And of all the birds that could have been on there, there was a red bird.
In the middle of
then
town.
The book then probably came back to your
the
mind.
The book
that
came
moment
flooding down. Back to my mind at that point in time. he caught my attention, and ever since that day, there was not a day that went by that there weren't 10 cardinals that would be at my feeder in the back of my house, swooping in front of me as I drove or walked down the road. They called to me. They sang to me. They got my attention. It wasn't like I had to look for one. It was, they were just there. They were
And you never noticed this before in
never,
your life.
Never. And it was sometimes even desperate times. I remember during that first winter, I was desperate. I was hopeless. There were a lot of things coming against me. When the enemy sees you're down, he is no respecter of persons and situations, and he will kick you when he's down. And I was getting very, very, very low. There were a lot of business things I had to handle. There were a lot of unresolved matters that my husband had been handled well, and lawsuits going on, that things just fell in my lap that I had no idea how to handle. And one day I looked out the window. It was January or February. It was dark. It was cold. I was desperate, and I looked out. I didn't see my cardinals, and I thought, oh, my God, no, don't leave me. You cannot leave me now. It had become a sign of God's presence
and
protection, and that he would never leave me or forsake me. And I ran out the front door. I don't know why. And there they were in the front yard in a tree, just calling and laughing, just males and females, a whole tree full.
Just a tree full of cardinals.
A tree full of cardinals.
Males and females. She just cried out to God and said, where's my cardinal for today?
Where are you, God? You cannot leave me now. And there they were. And I know that I since researched it. There is a thing called the cardinal phenomenon. And if you look online, it is there, and it said there is times that a little red cardinal can get our attention when nothing else can, especially during times of grief. And also I saw that in Christianity, the cardinal is a symbol of faith, signifying the blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The name cardinal actually comes from the Greek word cardio, which means heart.
Wow.
And in my mind, the cardinal became and still is a sign of God's constant love. He says over and over, do not rely on your feelings. You are not alone. God has promised that he will never leave or forsake me. He cares about me just like he cares for the birds. And I'm not to worry about what I eat or drink. I believe it's in Matthew when he says he cares for the birds. His eye is on the sparrow, and his assurance is that he is going to be with me, and he's going to meet my needs every day.
Right.
Wow.
All right, so let me sum up what just happened there. Okay.
Yeah, because I can't talk.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, this family, the Schreiner family, has a terrible tragedy. And before the tragedy happens, Terry gets a book from a person about red birds and a car crash. And she's wondering, what do I need this book for? And then suddenly, there's the car crash, and she loses her beloved husband.
So you got this before the accident?
Before the accident.
Wow.
In April.
And then on the way to the funeral, there is a cardinal on her husband's truck. And then every day since then, God has put these cardinals out there. Well, see, what that is those are signs from God. He's a super creative God, and he knows just what it's going to take to communicate to each one of us in our own way.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
And
50 billion people on the planet, and he knows exactly what to do for each one.
And he's coordinating the flight path of all these cardinals for Terry, you know.
Which tells you how powerful.
And that helped her get through, and it's what, been 2 years now?
Two and a half years.
And the cardinals, as of even today, are still showing up, and even in the form of the decal on the truck that she was behind on the way to this radio show. That's how much God loves Terry, and that's how much God loves each of us.
Yes.
And we can't make sense of this stuff that happens in our lives sometime. We just can't. Our brains can't do it. But God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us, and he'll be with us. And so this has been a tremendous, you know, comfort to you, Terry, and to your whole family.
Yes.
To know that God would take the time to orchestrate the flight path of a bunch of cardinals down in Texas, you know, for Terry Schreiner. And that's helped you heal and get through that and tell your story and encourage others that are going through, you know, similar kind of tragedy.
Well, it lets you know that it's a living God and that it's not over, that it's a continuum, that your husband is not dead. He's existing somewhere else. And together, him and God are coming through to you and say, hey, I'm okay, and this is what I'm sending you to
sign.
Let you know that
Here's
I'm okay. Because it's way beyond coincidence.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was not a bird watcher, but my husband was.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Which, well that makes it even more special.
See, that's why he picked that particular sign. Mm-hmm. It could have been butterflies. Mm-hmm. It could have been rainbows. It could have been the Shekinah glory dust that we see at the cross. But he picked that and then had that lady send you that book. So mm-hmm. quite incredible.
So obviously the message from this is there is a God, and he does do miracles, and he does make things happen. And if you'll let him, he reaches out to you in your worst possible time and will touch your heart and help you through it. That's the message I got out of this today.
Amen. Amen. Anything else, advice that you want to share, Terry?
Well, what you said, and I love these stories, and there are still so many. But what God's done for me, he'll do for you too. He doesn't love me more than he loves you. He loves each and every one of us the same. And he's willing and able to do the
to
same
help
things for
everybody.
You.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't thank you enough, Terry, for coming in and sharing, because I know this is not easy for you to do. This is very hard, but we appreciate it. And hopefully the other folks that are listening to us appreciate it, because you never know. One thing about radio, you never know who's listening and whose heart this is going to touch mm-hmm. today.
Right. Plus, it's going to be on the archives of the Coming King Foundation forever and ever until Jesus Christ returns on the white horse. And so
Amen.
God can literally direct somebody to hear your radio show that he wants to heal
just
and help
like he did
and comfort.
Just like he did the Cardinals. You never know.
And they'll go right to your radio show and they'll hear that story.
Max, people are listening right now. They may want to volunteer their time. We have an organization that handles volunteers. We can certainly accept some financial support if people are led to do that. How do people get in touch with the Coming King Foundation?
Roy, there's a lot of ways. Of course, you can call us, you can email us, you can go to the website. All that information is on our websites. We actually have four really neat websites. The main flagship website is thecomingkingfoundation.org. thecomingkingfoundation.org, and we also have thecrossatkerrville.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all of the pictures and the videos and the testimonies and hundreds of letters from people that have had amazing experiences like Terry's just talked about, that we've collected those. And those are on the websites. And the audio and the radio shows are there and the the 700
so
Club show.
You want to get to know us,
interview.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And so even if you can't get to Texas and come in person right now, go to the website and watch some of those videos and read some of the testimonies, because God will touch you even through a TV set or a computer.
Well, Terry, Max, and Sherry, thanks for being with us this week. I'm Roy Holly.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, thanks for tuning in again this week. The first one comes from Susan Kerr, an architect and writer from Denver, Colorado. She says, Max, I finally have a moment to myself to think about my visit to Kerrville. Thank you for your kindness to Annie and me, for all of your time. I made notes this morning of the things that touched me, and there are many. I think I was expecting a powerful presence, but what I actually experienced was a very sweet, gentle, like a soft, warm rain. I saw in my mind, as I was falling asleep last night, the garden from the west with heaven open above it, backlit in a golden light. It was so much sparkling with glitter falling like snow, pouring out over the edges of the clouds and covering the hilltop. So beautiful. It's hard to describe, even for me. So grateful to you, Max and Sherry, for all your work, faith, and perseverance. It is sheer joy to be part of it. And she's going to be part of the building of the garden in Colorado Springs. The next one is a favorite of mine. It says, Max, thank you so much for the photos. It was an honor and a privilege to meet you and your wife, and most importantly, pray with you both. It was definitely the highlight of our trip. We will be praying for your ministry and that God provides more funds for the garden to be completed. I will also be praying that more people will come from all over to visit the garden and be inspired by God's work. It is a very touching experience, walking through and seeing all the scripture and your incredible sculptures. This is from Pat and Valerie Simone from Lakeville, Minnesota, who happened to be our 100,000th visitor for the year of 2016. And they were so surprised whenever we walked up and told them that they were the 100,000th visitor. And so I thought that was really special. And that's all I have for you today, but I will be back again next week with you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.